You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Pakistan's foreign ministry says four Pakistanis were wounded in mass shootings at two mosques in New Zealand's city of Christchurch, and five others are missing. At least 49 people were killed in the attacks. And Pakistan views the attacks as an assault on the values of freedom of conscience and asked New Zealand to quickly bring the perpetrators to justice and ensure the safety of Muslims. The gunman behind at least one of the mosque shootings tried to make a few things clear in the manifesto he left behind. He's a 28-year-old Australian white nationalist who hates immigrants. He's a proud racist who was inspired by attacks in Europe that were perpetrated by Muslims. He wanted revenge, and he wanted to create fear. He also, quite clearly, wanted attention. The attacks have sparked outrage, as you'd expect, with leaders from across the globe offering condolences and condemning the violence. Many Muslim leaders blame the attacks on what they described as a growing tide of Islamophobia, saying Western countries have not done enough to combat the hatred. A top North Korean official says the United States threw away a golden opportunity at the summit between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. The North's vice foreign minister says Kim may halt the talks and end his moratorium on missile launches and nuclear tests. Cho Sun-hui says Peng has no intention of compromising or continuing talks unless the U.S. changes its stance. And for more than six decades, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has relied on employees of airplane manufacturers to do government-required safety inspections as planes are being designed or assembled. But critics say the system, dubbed the Designee Program, is too cozy, as company employees do work for an agency charged with keeping the skies safe while being paid by an industry the FAA is regulating. We'll have more news coming up.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Well, we do have the sunny skies out there, 25 degrees, north winds at 16. They should start shifting around to the south probably tonight and be that way on the weekend. We have 25 to 30 tomorrow and Sunday 30 to 35, looks like that, 35 to 40 degrees next week and sunny skies. Some chance of light snow tomorrow in the forecast, and freezing rain and snow probabilities on Saturday night as well. The day after, dig out, I guess, trying to get the roads and walkways cleared out. Some schools, like Crookston, canceled school again today because of the roads that lead out of Crookston or into Crookston were all closed, or drifts were not passable. So this morning, after a two-hour late to start the day, Crookston schools canceled school for today. So that means Easter Monday there will be school instead of that day off, as Crookston has to start adding back in school days now. We'll be back and see what's happening around the state and regional news scene. We'll do that for Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance.
It's been a long winter. If you're tired of all the snow and cold, bring some spring into your life with a bright and cheery floral arrangement, fresh flowers, or beautiful, vibrant green and blooming plants from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Did you know that something as simple as having flowers around can brighten your everyday outlook, boost your mood instantly, and chase away those winter blues? Well, to brighten someone's day in an instant, stop by and order flowers at Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston, or give them a call at 281-1149.
An energy-efficient drain system from Prue Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched drain components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving drain system. It's hard to stop a train.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is going all in on Iowa. She's trying to become the Democratic 2020 presidential nominee. She returned to Iowa this weekend. She will. Flurries of stops. It's her third visit to Iowa since launching her campaign just over a month ago. A bill expanding the disaster recovery loan program for farmers impacted by the heavy snow. It's headed to the desk of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. This is after the Senate and House unanimously passed the measure yesterday. State Representative Paul Torkelson's from Hanska, Minnesota.
It's not just about building collapses right now. It's also about the fact that milk prices are low and have been low for a long time, at the same time as we've seen a sharp increase in hay prices.
House lawmakers are also urging the Senate to quickly pass a bill providing $100,000 additional dollars for mental health counseling support to farm families and business operators. Speaking of Governor Walz, he made a stop at St. Cloud today to talk about, or yesterday, to talk about the Health Care Access Fund and provider tax. The money in the fund helps cover health care costs for people who are uninsured or need financial assistance to pay their medical bills.
And without it, it jeopardizes 1.1 million Minnesotans' health care, about 40% of our children that are going to be impacted by that.
The provider tax is set to expire by the end of this fiscal year and would need to be approved for renewal by the state lawmakers. The state Senate has already turned down a proposal to renew that provider tax. Heavy snowdrifts, poor visibility, closed interstates in North Dakota. Flooding made several highways in Wisconsin unpassable as snow and rain moved through the upper Midwest. No travel advised in some parts yet today. Interstate 94 from Bismarck to Fargo was still closed as of, this was 11:38. South Dakota schools were closed in Rapid City today in Sioux Falls. They were going door to door and evacuating residents from homes due to flooding. And Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, was also hard hit as this latest storm moved through the upper Midwest. It's moving out now, but the recovery is in progress today. The Minnesota House has voted to ban vaping from bars, restaurants, and workplaces throughout the state. The House approved the ban, 100 to 25, in a move aimly reversing the growing popularity of e-cigarettes among young people. The bill would restrict the use of e-cigarettes wherever tobacco smoking is currently banned under the Minnesota Clean Indoor Air Act. That would also be a law that they can't vape in school. Speaking of vaping and the like, Hennepin County, the biggest county in the state, Minneapolis is in there, but their county attorney, Mike Freeman, he says he's not going to prosecute any longer people caught with a small amount of marijuana. Freeman says the new policy isn't a response, it's a response to a flaw in Minnesota's marijuana law.
You can have up to 42.5 grams possession of marijuana, and it's a petty misdemeanor and a fine. But if you have 45 grams, it's a felony, which is too big a jump and inequitably reaches people that frankly shouldn't be looking at a felony offense.
That's in Hennepin County now. Freeman says the penalty doesn't fit the crime and results in racial disparities. We'll return and check sports. We'll do that next.
It's been a long winter. If you're tired of all the snow and cold, bring some spring into your life with a bright and cheery floral arrangement, fresh flowers, or beautiful, vibrant green and blooming plants from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Did you know that something as simple as having flowers around can brighten your everyday outlook, boost your mood instantly, and chase away those winter blues? Well, to brighten someone's day in an instant, stop by and order flowers at Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston or give them a call at 281-1149.
An energy-efficient trained system from Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched trained components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving trained system. It's hard to stop a train.
Okay, the Twins are playing again against Baltimore. The Twins are making cuts. They're down to 45, but they still got to cut about 20 players yet or cut. Most of them will be sent down to the minor leagues. Twins do play Baltimore anyway. Just getting underway, we'll join at 1 o'clock again this afternoon here on KROX. We'll have them tomorrow at noon against Tampa Bay on the radio. They're playing... they're playing the Minnesota State Girls Basketball Tournament, and just getting underway, the Minnesota State Class A semifinals at Williams Arena. Minneota is taking on Heritage Christian Academy, followed by Goodhue and Monaga. They had one game in the consolation this morning at Concordia University in St. Paul, and Ada Borup, Norman County West, beat Red Lake 76-64. So the Cougars, Ada Borup, Norman County West, will play tomorrow morning for the consolation championship between the winner of the game going on now between Mountain Iron, Buell, and Bold. Class AA is tonight at Williams Arena, and Roseau plays Caledonia at 6 o'clock. Minnesota Gopher men's basketball team turned it on late in the game and came from behind to beat Penn State 77-72 in overtime. And that enables the Gophers now to advance to the quarterfinals, and a big challenge for them. They play Purdue tonight at 6 o'clock in Chicago. Minnesota Wild, they just can't get it together at home. They lost to Dallas 4-1 last night. The Timberwolves got beat by Utah 120-100. Coming up tomorrow, Leo will be at the Irishman Shanty for our Coach's Corner program, all decked out in green the day before St. Patrick's Day at the Shanty, but Coach's Corner live from the Shanty at 9. Minnesota Gopher men's hockey team, the Big Ten Conference Tournament semifinal game tonight. The Gophers will be in South Bend tomorrow night and taking on Notre Dame, 6 o'clock. KROX will have it at 5:30 tomorrow. Tonight, boys basketball, center stage, the Section 8A Tournament Championship at the Ralph and Thief River Falls. Cass Lake Bena takes on Ada Borup, Norman County West at 7 o'clock. Leal B at Thief River Falls will have the pregame of that contest 6:30 tonight. They're playing the Section 8 AA Tournament semifinals finally at Concordia and Moorhead. Perham and Barnesville at 6. Holly and Dilworth, Glenn and Felton follow about 7:45. Should mention, too, that they are allowing the Crookston baseball team to practice tonight at the Sports Center at 8, and the Crookston Pirate softball team will have practice at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Crookston Sports Center. And I believe I've got you pretty much everything there. UMC baseball team this weekend, they were supposed to open up the conference season at Wayne, Nebraska, but instead they'll play Wayne State and Omaha, Nebraska on Sunday and a game Monday. And UMC softball team, they're pretty much assured they're going to play softball tomorrow and Sunday, rather. Claremont, Florida, they'll play a couple games down there. We'll be back, see what we have on our local news, and we do that each day for Hugo's of Crookston.
Hugo's Family Marketplace is having a buy one, get one free sale on selected meats. USDA Choice, boneless Angus Farm sirloin tip roast, buy one, get one free. Boneless Hormel Always Tender Pork Sirloin Roast is also buy one, get one free. Also on sale this week at Hugo's, the 64-ounce cast clay Swiss or fat-free chocolate milk, $1.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, we start out by mentioning that most of, if not all, the roads, the county roads were open, according to Rich Sanders, the Polk County Highway Engineer, and the State Highway Patrol told us that Highway 2 now is open both ways, east and west, from here to North Dakota and also to the east. So most, but still drive with care. There could be compacted snow in some areas, but I guess 75 south from here to Shelley is still closed because of the shelter, and they're trying to clear that off for you. Other than that, we just look at our news. The Red River Valley Juvenile Center Transition Program will be moving under the Tri-County Probation following this week's Regional Correction Board meeting. The move was predicated by the low numbers recently in the juvenile program and the continued opening of an associate probation agent position. That's according to the executive director, Andrew Larson.
Through the recidivism reduction grant, there has been a lot of internal movement within our probation department, which has resulted in us operating without an associate level position for the last 2 or 3 months. While that's been going on, our transition program, which is a program that targets at-risk juveniles, and that particular program is really intended to work with at-risk juveniles and avoid out-of-home placements. So those numbers for that program have been down significantly over the course. We've actually seen a fairly steady drop in numbers over the course of the last 2 or 3 years.
The transition program with two staff will take over some of the workload vacated by the open associate agent position. Larson expects the change to have a positive impact.
It will assure some longevity for these employees who are under the transition program as our numbers have dropped. It'll give us a lot of flexibility in terms of managing population within the transition program itself, but also as the numbers maybe drop periodically, which is kind of a trend that we're in right now, they'll be able to actually provide some pretty significant help in our probation department with the management of some of our low-risk group and reporting center cases. One of the biggest benefits is there will be some cost savings for our organization.
The transition program is currently operating at just over 50% of capacity with 14 current cases. Probation, meanwhile, has 531 high-risk cases and 244 low-risk cases in February. Received this from the Marshall County Sheriff, Jason Bowman, and telling us that on February 26th, officers from the Marshall County Sheriff and Minnesota State Patrol assisted the Drug Task Force executing a search warrant in Marshall County near New Folden, and it was at the residence of Jeremy Berg, 44 years of age. Berg was on bail from Anoka County for a first-degree controlled substance methamphetamine offense. The agents apprehended Berg leaving the residence with a loaded 40-caliber pistol, a large amount of cash, and approximately 1 ounce of methamphetamine, a glass pipe, a digital scale, and marijuana. The agents at his residence discovered more methamphetamine for a total of approximately 50 grams. Berg confessed to being in possession, but denied the gun was his, the possession of methamphetamine. In mid-January, the Marshall County Sheriff's Office assigned a deputy to work full-time with the Pine to Prairie Drug Task Force. And over the past few years, the Sheriff's Office has worked many cases with the task force and their agents. The task force has been a great asset to the citizens of Marshall County, says Sheriff Bowman. By assigning a full-time deputy to the task force, the Sheriff's Office is working to combat the drug issue that are facing our communities. Again, that was from Sheriff Bowman. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center staff here in Crookston told us that Jorge Mendiola Jr. of Texas, arrested for felony terroristic threats, causing or attempting to cause terror. David Nadeau, 51 of Minnesota, for a felony possession of a pistol or assault weapon after being convicted or delinquent for a crime of violence. Guadalupe Mejia Jr. of East Grand Forks, 65, a gross misdemeanor, driving after cancellation. He was released. And Melissa Haugen, 34, of Northwood, arrested for a felony probation violation. Well, this week's winter storms claimed several roofs throughout the area, including one on the cattle barn at the Polk County Fair in Fertile. The Polk County Fair Board spokesperson, Dan Grunhoff, said the snow slid off the main structure onto a lean-to that caused that collapse.
It was our new cattle barn that was, we've had two fairs in it. So it was just more snow than we'd ever anticipated. And it warmed up a little bit that one night, and then it fell from the top roof down onto the lean-to, and that was enough to make it go.
The future of the barn and damages are still unknown, as the adjusters haven't been through that building yet.
We still haven't met with all of our adjusters yet, so we'll have to see on that. But ends were still in good shape, so we'll just have to get everything out of there after the adjuster's been there and then see what we have to do to replace it. But it's just the one, about one-third of the building, the roof on one-third of the building, so I think we can replace it. It's going to be a big job, but I think we can get it done.
The building is used for cold storage during the winter, and there was farm equipment located under that roof that collapsed.
We were using it for cold storage. It happened to be the side and the south side there's where some farmers had stored some equipment, so there was no boats or campers or anything on that side. But yeah, there was some damage there for some farm equipment.
Grunhoff said a number of volunteers came out to help remove snow from roofs after the collapse to make sure nothing else gives way this spring.
I just want to say that we had a real good set of volunteers that came in and helped for 2 days and got the snow off the whole building so we don't have to worry about that happening again this year. So it's good to have a good, caring community that steps in and helps us do that. So I just appreciate that very much.
That's at the Polk County Fair grounds in Fertile. Harlan's Boats R Us and Mentor, they had a roof collapse. Sunopton Crookston had a partial collapse to the Warehouse 4. Some damage to the roof at Domino's here in Crookston. And a new flagpole at Landslide Park in Crookston had their flag just ripped away in those winds that we had particularly yesterday and Thursday night. The Minnesota Department of Transportation tells us that spring load restrictions start Tuesday at midnight, or Tuesday at 12:01 a.m. And to see those load limits and their seasonal map here, you can go to mndot.gov/load limits, and it will tell you about the spring load restrictions rather than me try to explain it to you. Each month, Riverview Health here in Crookston offers a free type 2 diabetes support group meeting. It's open to anyone with type 2 diabetes and their family members. The meeting coming up on March 27th will feature Healing Through Art with Trey Everett. Healing Through Art's a workshop designed to be a creative, fun, inspiring. Individuals learn to work with challenges in their lives, reduce suffering, create new and hopeful possibilities for a healthy and whole life through entry-level art projects. The art for each session is based on the process of art rather than the finished product. The diabetes group meets in Meeting Room 1 at Riverview Health in Crookston from 5 to 6 p.m. the fourth Wednesday of every month, unless they know it otherwise. The meetings are led by Riverview's dietitian Darcy Larson and health coach Kelsey Billing. The flag that's flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Jack Dufourne and Alex Coet. Jack Dufourne was born in Superior, Wisconsin, 1917. He enlisted in 1943, died in the state in 1981 in Fargo. Alex Coet was born in Gently in 1893. He enlisted in 1917. He mustered out in 1919. Alex Coet died on this date in 1984 in the state of Washington at the age of 90. On the weather side of things, the sun is much welcomed. And again, it is drying things or melting things off, I guess is a better word to put it. We look at the high in the mid-20s today. We're at 25 right now. Northwest winds 10 to 20. We have them at 16. Partly cloudy tonight, low 5 to 10 above, a little cooler. And mostly cloudy tomorrow. There is a 20% chance of light snow and then possibly mixed with freezing rain tomorrow afternoon. High 25 to 30, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance of light freezing rain and snow Saturday night, and then light snow after midnight. 20% chance of that. A low 15 to 20 above Saturday night. And then a real nice week coming up for us. A lot of melting, a lot of running water. So make sure it doesn't seep into your home. Mostly cloudy Sunday, 30 to 35. Then sunny 30s on Monday, mid-30s on Tuesday, 35 to 40 on Wednesday and Thursday in the coming forecast. Yesterday, our high was 23 degrees. It dropped to 10 this morning, back up to 25 with the sun. North winds at 16 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is rising at 30.14. Humidity is at 86%. Again, sunny and 25 degrees at news time. Today's noontime news brought to you courtesy of Hugo's, Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance, Montague's Flower Shop, Stennett Granite Company, and American Federal Bank.